Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From deep in the heart of North Carolina, and a man that has gone on to see the world with his vibe skills. That was veteran jazz saxophonist Steve Hobbs with the tune New Creation off his latest 2018 CD, A Tribute to Bobby, in honor of his good friend and mentor, Bobby Hutcherson. So Steve is the son of retired professional dancers who started the hand drums at 7, the trumpet and drum set at 11, and would finally land on his instrument of choice, the vibes, at the age of 17. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the options he had as a kid growing up down south. Have a listen.
Being down here, there wasn't much else to do down here when I grew up here in the 50s and the 60s other than play ball or play music. I mean, we didn't have a big city like New York City, so I mean, there wasn't much else to do but music or sports or to run in a gang. Those were the three choices.
He would make his own way to Boston and get a Bachelor of Music and Percussion Performance from the Berklee College of Music and a Master of Music and Jazz Mallet Performance from the University of Miami in 1982. At 22, after getting out of Berklee, he hit the ground running, that music ground of his, as he toured with the pop group Janis. He would travel the world, play the Red Fox Show in 79 and the American Bandstand in 1980. He was scorching. From there, he would tour and record with the likes of Kenny Barron, Tom Harrell, Rufus Reed, Eddie Marshall, Joe LaBarbera, Victor Lewis, and so many others. Today, he is easily one of the most influential vibists in the world. Along with playing and recording, he lends his extensive years of being a musician to the younger cats out there as a mentor. Like piano whiz Austin Johnson, who just finished 8 years with Jason Marsalis and his quartet in 2017, and it's been an honor to kick this show off with Mr. Steve Hobbs. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the vibes, with our own Peter Schlamm doing the good work on the mallets, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the vibes in the right direction. So the catalog for Steve Hobbs is vast, and we need another track to fall right into line here. Joined by his quartet, this is the 2009 tune, Hey Good Lookin', off the CD Vibe Straight Up, and isn't it always? As we get into this tune, have a listen to Steve talk about choosing his profession.
Jazz is what I wanted to do, so it's interesting, because usually it happens the other way around. Usually jazz musicians become popular and go into pop music, like, you know, Nat Cole or George Benson. For me, it was the opposite. We'll be right back. Hobbs, I play Vibes, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the legendary jazz vibraphone and marimba player Bobby Hutcherson with the tune All of You off the 2008 CD Four Seasons. Along with chartering a long and memorable career of his own, he was huge in cultivating the modern talent on the vibes with cats like Steve Nelson, Joe Locke, Stephon Harris, and Steve Hobbs. In fact, Steve spoke with us about meeting Bobby.
This corny kid from the southeast with a southern accent, you know, talking to this hip black jazz musician. We started talking. I said, hey, man, you know, you're my favorite vibe player, marimba player. I have so many of your CDs. Been listening to you since early high school. And he said, thanks, man, thanks. And he said, and at the end of the conversation, I said, yeah, I play vibes, too. I'm up here in Boston studying vibes at Berklee College of Music. And we became friends.
This next track comes straight from a jazz pro, a magic man, and the texture of Las Vegas in the backdrop. From the warm-up pianist for the Penn & Teller show and a jazz pro, Mike Jones, joined by Penn Jillette on the bass, this is the tune Box Viewing Blues off the 2018 CD, The Show Before the Show, as this neon jazz show moves right along. Thank you.
This is Mike Jones from Penn & Teller, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was virtuoso organist, pianist, and composer Greg Lewis with the tune Green Chimneys off his 2018 CD Organ Monk Blue. This gifted New York native is a mainstay on the city's jazz, blues, and funk scenes. His ability to use the organ's enormous sonic range to playfully turn traditional jazz melodies and notes into harmonic insights is a real groove that he has. And he gets on that Hammond B3 and he makes it sound just as good, if not better, than Jimmy Smith. Many out there may just remember his role as the piano man on the first season of the TV series Sex and the City. From the man on the alto sax and the cat that has laid down some classics, this is Johnny Hodges with Love Is Here to Stay off a tasty new 2017 CD, Warm and Tender Equals Ballads and Feelings. Is this Jazz Love Is Here to Stay right here on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Martino, as soon as possible, definitely give a listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was the world-class pianist and composer Kenny Werner with his trio with the 2017 tune Animal Crackers. So for over 40 years, he's been at this jazz game. His prolific output on compositions, recordings, and publications continue to captivate audiences around the globe. In 2010, the Brooklyn native was awarded the 2010 Guggenheim Fellowship Award, and the hits just keep on coming. It's been a while, and we need him back. This is Frank Sinatra. And You Will Never Walk Alone, from the chairman of the board circa 1945, and you never do walk alone around here on Neon Jazz.
Jimbo Mathis from the Mighty Squirrel Nut Zippers, and you are tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the internationally known soloist, multi-instrumentalist, and bandleader Mark Zaleski with his band. That was the song Epistrophe off the 2017 CD Months, Days, and Years. Let's fly with the Hawk next on the show. From the master of the tenor sax, this is Coleman Randolph Hawkins with Monotono Blues off the 2015 CD simply called My One and Only Love. As this hour of jazz starts approaching the eventual end. Again, that was The Bean, Coleman Hawkins with the Monotono Blues. And the logical choice to close out this hour of jazz is a rather prolific jazz and blues pianist, singer, and songwriter, Mose Allison, with the song Your Mind Is on Vacation off the 2010 CD Inner Visions Live with Mose Allison. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who always has visions of jazz, blues, and beyond in his head, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you. We dig what you give us. Always. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories and playing games. You overlapping when things ain't funny. You trying to sound like the big money. If talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
And I went to see the Mose Allison Trio, and there was this acoustic bass player and Mose, who was singing his bluesy style jazz and on piano and vocals. And there was just this killer jazz drummer who I'd never seen before, this black guy playing with brushes, really good. And he came up to me during the break. And he said, hey, kid, can I sit in? I said, yeah. I said, man, you're killing it. Your playing is just knocking me out. He said, well, thanks, kid. You know, he said, I'm kind of curious. Don't mean to be nosy, but I was just kind of wondering why you're sitting here by yourself. And I said, well, you know, my friends tease me about listening to jazz and how it's elevator music and stuff. And he said, yeah. He said, you know, that's why I asked you. He said, I've noticed this all over America. A lot of times I'll see one or two kids sitting by themselves at our shows, and they have similar stories. He said, but I can tell you, there's a place in Boston, Massachusetts called Berklee College of Music where kids like you don't have to hide who they are, and you can be yourself and learn the music that you want to learn.
Neon Jazz.